This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Todd to Radio God Mitchell, and another hour of What's On Your Mind is on your radio from the studios of 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains. This is Mark Bandan, AM 1100, the flag, 50,000-watt fake blowtorch of the Red River Valley, AM 1090 KTGO, Tioga, Stanley, Watford City in Williston, and of course, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson. Glad to have you along on the program, Thursday edition, brought to you by the Northwest Landowners Association. Today, this hour, established to help maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. They're looking for members these days. Adding to the roster of folks who are part of that group, so if you are interested in being a new member, check out nwlandowners.com, nwlandowners.com.
You remember what Mr. Miyagi used to say, must have balance.
Did he say that?
Oh, yeah, must have balance.
I remember like Danielson, lots of Danielsons, but I don't remember back then. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was what he taught him. Must have
good,
balance.
Wholesome, wonderful movie. They don't make them like
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
I don't go to movies anymore. I don't know why, because it's, to me, one out of ten chance you're going to hit one that's actually decent, you know? And I'm just going to go look at a blank screen and have some popcorn one of these days. You know, it's National Popcorn Day?
I did not know that.
Yeah. I was thinking about
it'd be a little creepy if you went in and ordered popcorn and went into a theater that's not showing a movie, but, go ahead.
You don't have three kids and four dogs. That'd be heaven on earth for a few minutes there. Just a little bit of peace, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You can think, you can, use your brain.
Boy, you could be onto an economic opportunity there. A real adult theater, peace and quiet.
We'll give you adult theater is probably not the word you want to use, but
that's why I said a real adult theater. This is what adults really want: peace and quiet. Here's your popcorn. Here's your glass of wine or beer, and just sit and enjoy the silence.
I think we're as good as millionaires. This is really, really good. Good stuff. You debate night tonight. Is K-Fire doing the debate tonight?
We got hoops. State A boys are right here in K-Fire starting at 1:45.
Exactly. Well, it's everywhere. We'll have it on AM 1100 The Flag, and of course it'll be on television as well and get live tweeted.
Over the free iHeart app too, trust me.
I'm getting a little debate weary myself, but they are important to whittle this race down.
Do we have this rapid fire succession of them? We just had a Democratic debate and all of a sudden there was another one, and it's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, Fox News Channel last night had these town halls where it was nonstop from 6 at night with Greta until like midnight. It was unbelievable. A lot of them. And by the way, I'm going to make a prediction about tonight's debate in the presidential race. And I don't have a lot of my brain today about the presidential race. We're in a little bit of a, pause here, I think, between now and Super Tuesday. So there's not much to add, but we always welcome your opinions on whatever you'd like to share with us today on the program. But the one thing I will say, I'm a prediction on the debate. Donald Trump, that we saw in that press conference after Tuesday night's results, will be the same Donald Trump you'll see in that debate tonight. I do not think he'll get into the, he's going to dial back the antics a little bit here. This is my prediction. So we'll see if it's a kinder and gentler Donald Trump. But
one more reason Trump is going to win, Rosie O'Donnell has come out and said Donald will never be elected president. So yeah, you know he's going to win.
You should put that on billboards, right?
That's a big-time jinx right there.
I know, exactly. It's like, why say that?
You should just stick to singing the national anthem. Oh, wait a minute.
wrong one. But
here's a couple of things on my mind that I would like to share. We have one guest in the program today. So we're doing that more and more. The reason we're doing that more and more is because, look, folks, you are, I had a listener tell me this the other day. You know why I like listening to the show? I get incredible insights, and I get it from every corner of North Dakota. It really demonstrates the breadth of brilliance. That was the term from the listener, breadth of brilliance.
There you go.
from your audience.
That's why the show's called What's on Your Mind.
And I said I couldn't agree anymore. So that's number one, a message to remember. We want to hear from you. Number two, you know, when you're taking up the airtime, that's a good thing. And we appropriately dial back the guests. Some shows will have a lot of guests on, so to fill the airtime. We want to just give you the airtime. And if there's a guest that we need to get an answer from, we'll track them down. We'll find them. We'll have them on when appropriate. But one guest today, so the majority of the time is yours. Now use it. Use it, please. It's yours. Joe Chang is going to be here. Joe is a math teacher at Four Winds High School in Fort Totten and is a candidate for the Superintendent of Public Instruction post. He's, by the way, seeking that from the Republicans. He's seeking it from the Democrats. He's seeking it from the, you know, independents, trying to get the teachers union endorsement, something rarely done for that post. So he's really trying it a bunch of different places. I've heard from a lot of people that have seen him at different events that he's very rude towards the current Superintendent of Public Instruction, Kirsten Baisler. That's secondhand, but I do want to ask him about that. Otherwise, you know, just find out a little bit more about his concerns. I believe he is, like many of us, very leery of Common Core. So I think that is his issue. But anyway, we'll talk with him. There is an issue I haven't had a chance to talk about that I wanted to talk about. I'm going to just do a couple of things on my mind really quickly, and then I want to welcome your thoughts on these or anything else on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. 800-228-0550. As soon as I say that, by the way, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, I have a hard time concentrating on what it is that I am about to talk about. I'm instantly thinking what's in the fridge and what's for dinner. You know, what flavor for bacon? Can I slice up some tangy a little later on? It's just, sorry, I get distracted, so sometimes it takes me a while. I'm back on track. Okay. We have not really talked about this, but Blair Thorson, who's a Republican from Fargo, North Dakota lawmaker, is offering changes to our law in North Dakota that currently allows convicted felons to have their gun rights automatically restored 10 years after fulfilling their sentences and subsequent probation periods. And his proposal, meant to keep violent felons from possessing firearms, he says should include a provision that allows people who have served their sentence to reapply for their gun rights. Now, mind you, Blair Thorson is in the district where a convicted felon shot and killed Jason Mosier, the Fargo Police Department officer, last month. Todd Porter, also a Republican representative of Mandan, says any bill should include the opportunity for any convicted felon who's done their time and stayed out of further trouble to have a hearing in front of a judge or a board. Saying, I don't believe anybody should lose any right for life without a process. There are a lot of complicated things that come up when you're dealing with taking someone's constitutional rights away from them. So there's a legislative draft going on right now on the bill. Kathy Lee of Fargo, a member of the state chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, says the officer's death raises numerous concerns about North Dakota's gun laws. A convicted felon, convicted violent felon, killed one of our police officers, and he was able to do so because our state's lax gun laws restored his firearm rights. This is an unspeakable tragedy. But I'm encouraged that lawmakers in Bismarck are now talking about changing our state's dangerous restoration laws. What do you think of the laws that exist? And what do you think of the idea of changing the law? I want to know what your take is on it. This is not an easy one. But I don't think it should, my personal opinion, I don't think it should just be you get them back, here you go. But I think actually having the process of petitioning them is okay, but that opens up the can of worms in the way of the petition process. Because the current case, right? Because he currently, the fellow now, we don't know whether or not he ultimately got his rights back. I think he started to petition to get them back. I think we know that much, and I don't know if they've gotten to the bottom of where that broke down. But should you have the right to be able to say, okay, I've served my time, and here's my story, I want my rights back. Tell me what you think. 800-228-0550.
228-0550. Two other quick things. Story floating around Forum News Service about some bellyaching from college campuses that the ID law is complicating voting for students. Just big picture, does this smack you as a problem, or does it smack you as people trying desperately to try and get people to vote their way and be able to do so easily and never mind the law? I like this law. I think this law is just fine. Does the law need changes? It smacks of belly aching to me. It smacks of people who want people to be able to vote without an ID because they want more people to be able to do that. And, you know, go round up a bunch of college kids on campus and say, and look, by the way, any college kid can vote right here in the great state of North Dakota. They just need an ID. Go get an ID. Show your permanent residence. I don't know. I don't like that this keeps coming back because I think there's ulterior motives here. Am I wrong? Will you tell me that? Please do.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We're visiting with David Donahue from Valley Imports. He's a Mercedes-Benz specialist, and he has always loved cars.
Some people are sports people. Some people are computer people. I'm a car person.
Those cars are amazing, aren't they, those Mercedes-Benz vehicles?
They're great. Every design aspect of those vehicles has a purpose, and it's all about safety.
How do you try to make the shopping experience easy for a customer?
I just want them to feel comfortable. When I look at the showroom floor, I look at that as my second home. If somebody were to come into my house, I want them to feel that same way.
Growing up, you spent some time in Breckenridge and Sisseton. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, you're starting to see some Mercedes-Benz vehicles driving through there, aren't you?
Yeah. We're not that far up the road to be able to come and get your vehicle serviced.
Anybody ever come back and say, gosh, I paid too much money for this thing?
Nope. Not once.
Visit David and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to Valley Imports.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for more than 100 years, with 25 locations across North Dakota, Minnesota, and Arizona. As a full-service financial institution, we're your one-stop shop for all your banking needs, providing all the tools you need to live first. Our newest location is now open in Bismarck. Stop in or visit us online at firstintlbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So did I have a nightmare that Rosie O'Donnell actually did the national anthem? That wouldn't be a dream. That would be a nightmare. So I remember the Roseanne Barr one at some baseball game or something, wasn't it?
It was the San Diego Padres game.
Padres, a Padres game. All right. Yep. It was horrible. Yep. It was sacrilegious.
Brutal.
It was awful.
Nasty.
Yeah. I remember that. But didn't Rosie O'Donnell do it to her? Or am I totally? totally messed.
That was just the nightmare you had, and you probably shouldn't eat that chili right before bed.
Maybe it's just confusing Roseanne and Rosie. Although that's
well, I mean, they are somewhat interchangeable in a sense. So.
Are they? Thank you. Okay, that makes it easier for me to understand. Yeah, very good. 21 past the hour. It's What's On Your Mind. Cloverdale Baked Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550. Beautiful Thursday. About to get even nicer. I'm headed for Bismarck for basketball, too, by the way. Fired up. You know, the Shanley girls are going to be in that. Well, I won't rub it. I don't want to give, you know, the opposing teams any billboard material. None of that. I'll be quiet. What do I need to tell you? I need to tell you about MyPillow. MyPillow has said, Scott, Todd, what the heck is the deal? You have so many listeners that are buying these pillows. We'd like to give you a special deal just for your listeners. Well, we're flattered. And we're the only ones offering this deal. MyPillow's everywhere now. I mean, you turn on the TV and you hear it a lot of places. The four-for-one deal is back. The classic four-pack combo is $99.88, and you get two classic pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. So you're going to get on your doorstep for under $100 four pillows. Okay, that's a $160 savings. The two-for-one deal on the premium pillow is still available, and you save 50% on that baby. 800-506-9028 is the number. You ready? One more time. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott to get that great deal from our friends at MyPillow. All right, I confused myself before the break, and that happens often. But I want to just clarify this. Blair Thorson, Republican from Fargo, he's the state rep that I told you his district is the one where Marcus Schumacher, convicted felon, kills a Fargo police officer, has proposed a change in the law. And I asked him to come on and help me with this because I want to talk to our listeners about whether or not we agree this needs a change. Blair, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for letting me have an opportunity here to discuss this, Scott.
And by the way, if you've got any questions for Blair, you best get him in now for us. He's running to a meeting here in Bismarck, but was gracious enough to join us on the fly here. So the current law as it exists is what? You can petition to get him back after your time served?
That's correct. There's two different levels. There's a 5-year period, from what I understand, and then a 10-year period. And after, depending on the severity of the crime, and you can go to a judge and petition to get your gun rights back after you have served your sentence, paid any fines, any probation, and kind of kept your nose clean, so to speak, for those terms. And so after what happened in Fargo here just a few weeks ago, and getting a lot of contact from people in the district and others, we're looking to change the law where if it is someone convicted of a violent felony only, not a felony where it may be a financial crime or maybe a drug crime, those type of thing, but changing it for violent crime where they may not be able to petition to get those rights back.
All right, so when Todd Porter is saying any bill should include the opportunity for any convicted felons who've done their time in the state out of further trouble to have a hearing in front of a judge or a board, is he disagreeing with you on that then?
Yeah, well, and I've not had an opportunity to speak with Todd. We are friends, and I need to visit with him on that. I guess I read the story and didn't get a chance to talk to him. So if he is saying that, there may be a disagreement there, but I am willing to certainly work with anyone in the legislature or outside. We're getting a lot of input on this. I've been getting lots of phone calls and emails. I've actually had calls from people who have been convicted of a felony in the past and said, we support this. They obviously were not a violent felon, but they said, we understand where there may be cases that a person should not get their weapons back. So that is something we'll need to work with all the other legislators and, you know, friends, foes, whoever, it doesn't matter. We'll work with them on that.
Yeah, it seems to me the big question for folks is, okay, you're convicted of something, violent, whatever, and mm-hmm. you serve your time, do your probation, and, you know, society says you've done your time. Go back into society, right? So, you know, at that point, should you have to give up your – it's a tough one. On the other hand, I would not argue in one whit that what you're doing is a good idea, that if you commit a violent felon, you've forfeited your gun rights, whether or not you've done your time or not. And so under your provision, they forfeit as a violent offender, regardless that there's no petition, there's no,
Right. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, in other words, just period, right? There's not a petition that says, okay, I'm a violent offender, but I'd like to make the case to get my gun rights back.
That would be the case in certain circumstances, you know, where a human, if someone took a life, I would say, in the case that we saw here, and again, we're not certain if the perpetrator of this crime had gotten his rights back legally or not, but in those type of cases where if someone has taken another human life, has maybe caused severe injury to somebody where they were convicted of a felony so heinous that they had made a conscious choice to commit a crime like that, then at that point they may have forfeited their right to have a weapon. And again, I am a staunch believer in the Second Amendment. I think I've voted for pretty much every pro-gun Second Amendment piece of legislation that we've ever had before us in my time in the legislature. And we'll certainly continue to do so. That's the right.
Yeah, I don't think you have anything to apologize for.
No, I know.
This is a good discussion.
People understand that this is a very restricted case where somebody who has chosen to do something to that level, and we have to make sure we have a high threshold on this. But then they may not be able to get
your district has seen some serious crime. This is a good conversation to have. Jamie in Bismarck, question for Blair. Go ahead.
Yeah, when I was 18, I had a car accident with a couple people. I was the driver of that vehicle. I'm 44 now. And the attorney wanted to put the charges on me of reckless endangerment, which would have put me in the same category as trying to shoot somebody with a firearm. And if I would have stuck on me, I would have never been able to own guns again. I haven't done anything remotely close to a felony since then, but if something passed like you on here, I'd never have my gun rights back again. You don't lose any other rights when you get convicted of a felony and you go do your time. When you come out, you don't lose your right to free speech. You don't lose your right to religious freedom, any of that stuff. So you should be able to go back and have your right petition that your rights reinstated. This guy was willing to kill a police officer. Any law you would pass wouldn't stop this man. It's a feel-good piece of legislation.
All right, let's try, Jamie, just hang on because I'm tight on time here. I only have a half minute left. I want to give Blair a chance to respond to the fact that it's feel-good legislation.
All right, and, I guess we can say that about lots of different pieces of legislation we pass. I think, obviously if a person is going to go out and do something who willingly wants to break the law, whether that law is there or not, they may do so. However, I think in this circumstance where we have said that it's okay, perhaps in some circumstances, if someone has killed someone before using a weapon, that maybe the law should not allow for that again. And, sir, in your case, I guess, again, that's one of the things we have to flesh out in the process here, whether that would rise to the
top. Well, that wasn't a violent crime. I mean, it wasn't a violent crime, but he's saying he was put in that category. Jamie, we appreciate the call. Blair, thanks for the clarification. We'll let you get to your meeting and look forward to chatting again soon. Thanks.
Thank you, Scott.
Blair Forrester, State Rep, and what's your take on the right change here, folks, on this piece of legislation? Call us on What's on Your Mind. When I need a fill, I head for PetroServe USA. When I'm a little hungry, I head for PetroServe USA. You should, too, under the red, white, and blue, helping America fuel better at PetroServe USA stores near you. All month long, some great specials on Deli Express egg salad, tuna salad, or chicken salad, $2.29 each. Got a sweet tooth, me too. Rice Krispie Treats, 79 cents each. King-size candy bars, M&M's, Snickers, all 79 cents. Or king-size salted nut rolls, just 89 cents each. Plus, check out some really cool North Dakota and Minnesota hoodies, just $14.99 each. Jack Link's original and teriyaki jerky's $4.29 a bag, too. And all day, every day, Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, 2 cookies, 4 items for $4 at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better by connecting our North Dakota farm fields to North Dakota oil fields at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What's on your mind? Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, waiting for your phone calls at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. We're brought to you in part today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. I tell you what, I'm as passionate about getting as many people as possible on board to defend this great industry, because it's just so black, think coal, and white, that I just... That frustrated is probably the word. I get very frustrated at the idea that, you know, we flip on a switch and we take it for granted. The power is going to be there, and it isn't always going to be there. We take it for granted that, you know, the bill comes, you open it up, that's a nice 200, 300. Yeah. The price we pay, among the cheapest in the country, by the way, for electricity here and our energy, is going to go up in ways that will dramatically impact your budget. And by the way, not only directly from, okay, the cost of electricity goes up, so your particular budget is impacted, but think of that same level of increase going to the place that makes bread, going up to Dakota Growers to make the pasta up in Carrington. Cost them more. Guess what? Pasta costs more. It's just how it works. If, you know, Dan's supermarket pays more to keep the coolers going, you don't think you're ultimately going to have to pay more for the groceries you buy? I mean, it just ripples through everything. So what I'm passionate about is getting more people engaged in what's going on and the target this industry has on its back, and that we stand there with our neighbors in North Dakota and Minnesota that are in this industry. A big industry and a very important one. Reliable, affordable energy is a big deal. You could tell the EPA you oppose the costly clean power plan by signing the petition at SecureEnergyFuture.org and learning more about it. Give them a call. Call that came in. A couple calls during the break, but give me one of those, Todd, and I'll go to Mike here.
Yeah, I didn't hear if you actually came to a conclusion, but yes, Rosie O'Donnell did it. When she was done, she scratched her private part and got chastised greatly for that was not humor. Take care, guys.
Oh, I'm going to have a hard time erasing that scratching her.
I know.
Off my...
Took years to get that out of my head.
How did we get on this subject? I messed up and thought Rosie O'Donnell was Roseanne Barr, right? Because Rosie O'Donnell said she's going to vote for... something about she hates Donald Trump. That's how we started.
Wait a minute, though. I thought Roseanne was the one who did that at the San Diego Padres game.
Right, it was Roseanne Barr, but it was Rosie O'Donnell.
I messed up and said Rosie O'Donnell, and that's caused this whole confusion.
Most of us don't want to see either one of them doing it. It really doesn't matter. They're pretty interchangeable when it comes to this. It doesn't matter which one it was. There would be neither one of them. Please.
Yeah. All right. Mike in Devil's Lake, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline on What's on Your Mind. Mike?
Yeah. Oh, sorry about that. I didn't know you were talking to me. Yeah, you're probably getting the Rosie O'Donnell thing confused because her and Trump are having a spat. And I'm actually from San Diego, and I was there when Roseanne Barr did that whole thing.
No but, way! You were actually there?
I got started a riot.
the reason I called is about the voter identification deal.
And my question is what's the motivation? Why? Why voter identification? I mean, what's the motivation and why now so close to a presidential election?
Well, when you say what's the motivation, why are they complaining now? What are they trying to get done, you mean?
Yes, I mean, what's the motivation? Why now? Why change the law or why insist on identification now? I mean, what's the motivation? I mean, why?
Well, here's what I believe the motivation is. The Republican legislature recently said, you know what, there's enough people voting without an ID, having to sign these affidavits that are really loosey-goosey with no address and we can't find them and everything else. But you know what, we think a basic tenet of requiring a voter ID is something important to the integrity of the, you know, election process. So they passed the law and put it in. The Democrats opposed it and have been freaking out ever since. And I think what they do is they gin up stories like these to say, oh, the poor students can't vote. You've got to change this because, and it's not because they see, you know, students disenfranchised and vote. They want the ability to be able to be loosey-goosey with it. You can't possibly oppose legal ID to vote for any other reason than you want people who don't have them to vote.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, it shouldn't be required to have a photo identification to vote. I believe that the motivation is to try to put a block on those who have difficulty with obtaining photo identification. Now, just because you have a lifestyle or you live in an area or that prevents you from being able to obtain photo identification shouldn't bar you from your legal right to be able to vote. And I believe that the Republicans' motivation is to do just that, is to try to put a fence or a block on a large percentage of Democratic voters that don't have an identification. Now it's also a testimony to the disconnect because, I mean, I don't have a problem with identification. You don't, but there are those in poor communities that really need to be able to vote to try to, you know, to maybe help their communities arise from their plight and are unable to simply because they don't have a photo ID right at a presidential election.
We're in a different universe, you and I,
okay.
Because to me, the idea that, the idea that somebody would go through life thinking they don't need an ID says there's a whole host of problems that are, you know, way ahead of the ability to vote. Okay. So I think if this motivates people to say, you know, I better get an ID, that's great. I'm going to get an ID. In the case of the students, I think it's a whole deal of where, you know, is my residency here, is my residency there? Well, decide where you want it to be and get one. I remember the last go around, there were students saying, "Well, I didn't know till I got there." Well, we did this big campaign. We told people that, about the changes. Yeah, I heard it changed, but I didn't do anything. Well, that's not my problem.
What the voter registration process is all about.
That's not my problem. We don't have voter registration in North Dakota. We don't have it.
Oh, you don't.
But you know, so the
maybe
point.
We should.
Well, I don't know. North Dakota's done pretty well without it.
Apparently not, because if they haven't done well without it, then there wouldn't be this issue about having photo identification to be able to vote. I mean, if everything's been going along fine ever since then why now? That's my original question.
Mike? Well, it wasn't fine. That's what I started this conversation by explaining, that the reason for the change is there was a large amount of voters every election who simply just signed an affidavit saying, yep, that's who I am. I am who I say I am. No address, no anything that you can't even track down. You don't know. Were they? Did they vote? Who are they? Where'd they come from? Okay? So there was enough of those to say, you know what? That's a little too loosey-goosey here.
Can I ask one final question?
Certainly.
Do you believe that the lack of identification to be able to vote would have an impact upon the presidential election? I mean, do you think it would bar enough voters that don't have identification to make a difference in Democratic states.
You know, that's sort of the, in my mind, with all due respect, the equivalent of asking a banker, you know, if a few bucks go out the door, is it any big deal?
We're talking about dollars. We're talking about votes in the presidential election.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying a banker says, no, every penny is accounted for, and I want a voting system that says every vote is accounted for. I think that's
understandable.
And I think also that the question I put back to you, look, if you are making the case for people who are down on their luck, have some issues, and have a difficult time getting a voter, getting an ID, that they should have a chance to vote and they shouldn't be disenfranchised, I think the better argument is to say, you know what? You're not going to get very far in this ID. You need an ID to rent a movie. So, does anybody think it's evil and awful of these video places that require an ID to get a movie? Oh, you won't even rent Karate Kid to me because I don't have a video. I'm going to the media. I mean, come on.
But the timing of all of this, you know what I mean? It's right at the presidential election, and the Republicans come up with this right at the presidential election.
Well, no,
I mean,
it's
the timing that I'm questioning, you know, and what's their motivation? If that was the case, why didn't they do it a few years back?
Well, they did do it a few years back. And the belly aching is coming from the students saying, change it back. rather than, hey, fix the problem. So here's my thought. You can tell me if I'm wrong. I believe people that don't think you should have an ID to vote are okay with people slipping through the cracks that maybe aren't eligible to vote. I really do. I think they want more voters. They want more voters. And look at, things have happened in the state where we've come to, Minnesota, my gosh, elections have been stolen. And you can't tell me there haven't been shenanigans. And, you have a difference in a U.S. Senate race in North Dakota, 3,000 votes, and you have considerably more than that from the reservations where some questions were raised. Well, wait a minute. I want integrity in the voting system. That's what I want. And I don't think it's too much to ask for people to have an ID because you need them for everything. And I'm convinced the motives on the other side are not pure. They're not about, hey, people who are eligible are not getting an opportunity to vote, because bring them to me. I want to see them. But anyway, Mike, enjoyable conversation. Call again, and we'll continue to have this conversation. Craig, on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
You know, to everything you said, I couldn't say it better. The people that are on the dole with food stamps, do they not have to have an ID? So you can't say that the poor people don't have ID to vote, because they have to have ID in order to be... I have the food stamp program. That's all I have.
Use it for a lot of things, right?
That's right.
I have not verified this, and I need to get Al Jager on the program, the Secretary of State in North Dakota, but I've heard that he'll get anyone an ID free of charge if they can't afford it.
Well, the Democrats, they want all the illegals to be voting for them. That's what it's all about.
And students can do an address change. So they say, hey, my address is, this place in Fargo or Bismarck or Williston or wherever they go to school, not Wyoming, whatever, but they can do it online. I mean, they just got to make the change so they get it. This is all noise. This is all.
It might be
one of those issues that really isn't an issue, that it's just made into an issue because it whips liberals into a frenzy. That's the only thing I can do. I appreciate the call. Lucy and Pizek.
If Mike can't figure out why we need people to have a picture ID, he's not very smart. Because people asked in the last election, there were many, 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 many dead people that voted. And it also keeps the illegal immigrants, which there are like millions of in the states now, from voting, because we need to have an honest election. It's like, if you can't figure that out, you need to get a brain transplant.
Wow, you said he wasn't smart and that he needs to get a brain transplant, Lucy. It's straight talk from Pizek, by golly. Appreciate the appreciate the call. Nice hearing from you on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. John, Gary, and more. Lots of emails, too, have come in. Come on. Let's talk about it.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right. A legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Spring means cleanup, fix-up time, and the Max Hardware Spring Sale. Save on the tools and supplies you need to do the job right. Vice Grip Locking Plier, $6.99. Duct Tape, $2 for $5. Starting Fluid, $2.29. All KC Tools, 15% off. Find over 3,000 new items in many departments across the store. Get your spring on, and we'll stock you up. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Business owners, listen up. I want to tell you about getting the most money for your business. Art Rosenberg's on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers. I'd imagine that one of the first questions you get from a business owner is, what's my business worth? Is that right?
That's correct. The sad part, the majority of businesses are sold for the value of its fixtures and inventory.
So how does Sunbelt do it different?
Well, Sunbelt represents the owner and an ongoing entity that allows it to find its true value and reflect it in its sales price. We look at the market growth potential, a recurring revenue, the customer base, expansion of potential services, and the current management team, whether it'll stay or whether it's moving on.
How long does this process take, Art?
From 3 to 6 months on most cases, depending on our ability to get the information together from the seller and matching them up with a qualified buyer.
Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, DanPilla.com.
Now I'm getting Facebook messages. Do we need to add that to the list? You can text Todd. 701-226-8503. You can call us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, and you can send me a message on Facebook. I just happened to notice it popped up a notification on my phone, so I don't get many. One communication thing at a time, right? Folks, I want to tell you about B-Mobile and a $650 check that has your name on it right now. At B-Mobile, the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. That's right. Verizon, the name you know and trust. for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. They have up to $650. They're ready to pay you to get out of your current contract. So if you're not a member of the Verizon family, now is the time to join and get unstuck from your current carrier, and they'll help make it happen. All those complete details are in the store. Local family-owned company. Whether you're at home, the lakes are beyond, they have locations across the region. From Bismarck to Detroit Lakes, and Fargo and Grand Forks and Jamestown, Valley City and Wahpeton, everywhere in between at bmobile.com. Connect and communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. All right, let's get back to the... What's that music I hear in the background? That isn't what I think it is it? No. That's Roseanne Barr doing the Star Spangled Banner. Oh, my God. Oh, was that horrible. That was worse than I remember.
Painful. Okay.
Wasn't it? We actually had a listener call. I like this version a little better myself. Whitney, was this great or what? Oh, my gosh.
Much better.
One of the best. I still get the goosebumps from this one. Unbelievable. You know, I don't know why I came across this, but I did an interview with Andrew Breitbart one day, and it was shortly after Whitney Houston had passed away, and we were doing all Whitney Houston bumper music. And I forget what we were talking about, something to do with the presidential race, Mitt Romney or something. And Andrew said, do you mind if we talk about Whitney Houston instead? And we did about 15, 20 minutes. His whole point was how the Hollywood establishment, if you will. We spend all this time talking about the political establishment in D.C. He was equating that to the Hollywood establishment just totally killed Whitney Houston in his mind. It was a fascinating interview.
Wow.
Yeah, I just re-listened to it not long ago. Rest his soul, Andrew Breitbart. Just a genius, media genius. He really was, and he really knew the grassroots better than anybody. Loved the guy. He was a good friend, and it was a sad, sad deal. All right, let's get some calls here. The Facebook message says, Scott, you should have asked Mike, this is Mike from Devil's Lake earlier, if he was insinuating that Democrats or minorities were less intelligent and capable of obtaining an identification. I would feel insulted if someone were to categorize me this way. Well, I don't know. I'm looking at this story.
Where is it?
And this is the Forum News Service story. It says, McKinley Theobald has volunteered in Fargo-Moorhead and canvassed in Iowa for Democratic presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders. But the North Dakota State University junior still doesn't know where or how she will vote for Sanders in November, should he become the nominee. I wanted to register in North Dakota because this is where I live now. I spent the entire school year. It's where I invested my life. Or a year of it, anyway. But my parents are now moving to Illinois, and I have no connection to Illinois. But it's easier for me to vote in Illinois. That's just kind of absurd to me. So I'm not going to cast any aspersions as to the IQ of the individual, but it is what it is. Let's see. Gary, who's on the road? You're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hey, Gary.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
You had that caller was referring to why the timing now?
Yeah.
For the voter ID. I was just thinking to myself, I don't know, now we have an administration in power that refuses to close our borders and wants them all to vote stacked a deck for Democrats the way it is. That kid needs to wake up, you know, it's stacked against us the way it is.
Yeah, I think he kind of admitted, hey, he didn't know that it had already passed. He was thinking the law was, you know, being proposed to change now, so he did admit that. But to your point, absolutely, this is why we need to care about it. And don't think loose borders aren't a way to get more votes.
Yeah, he already wants to make it legal for him to vote.
Pardon me?
He already wants to make it legal for them to vote.
Yeah, no, exactly right. That's what's going on there.
You can't do any. There's a lot of things you can't do without an ID, you know.
Rent a movie. Nobody's disenfranchised there. Appreciate it, Gary. Thank you. Anthony, Fargo, you're next on the What's on Your Mind program.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the voter ID as well. And it just seems crazy to me. I think it's $5 to get an ID. If we have to, you know, we already pay for food, housing, cell phones. I guess we'll throw $5 for them to get an ID as well. Because I want to nip it in the butt before they allow the illegals to vote.
I think, Anthony, you've come up with a brilliant idea to make this a law nationally rather than state by state. Because, you know, the Obama free phone theory, just do free ID.
Yeah.
Free ID, you know, and just, in fact, whoever's distributing the free phones, how about just have them do the IDs at the same time? ID, you know, one-stop shop, little kiosks. I'm liking that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's easy now.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, I think you're on to something. I think you are on to something. Very good idea. Adam and Fargo wants to talk about this. We have folks who want to talk about presidential race. And I also want to spend more time on a gun rights debate as well. And we have time to do it coming up. So calls, questions, comments, 800-228-0550. Press 1. Leave your message.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Pryor with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming 2016 machinery auctions feature the following harvest equipment: a 9770 STS combine, only 500 hours; two 2013 S680 John Deere combines with only 900 hours; a Brent 1594 1600 bushel grain cart; and four newer John Deere headers, and much, much more. For detailed information on these items and many more, log on to Piper's.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.